plants and forests have stopped absorbing carbon last year. No CO2. So now what are they, how are they growing now? I don't know. They take in CO2, they give off oxygen. We've always known that. But now the science has evidently changed. How did this change? This is all part of a narrative, by the way, that Bill Gates started selling. You know, it used to be that you'd have to pay Bill Gates and people of his ilk a fee, an indulgence in order to be able to conduct your life. And they would presumably do something like planting a tree somewhere to make up for your sins. Well, now we got to move this out. You know, these people that he's paying, they got to move this out and tell people, well, yeah, the plants are not absorbing any CO2. The Earth's natural defenses against carbon emissions could be breaking down. They said, could be. Could be. Listen to how they come about with this. Our planet has historically been home to natural carbon sinks, forests, oceans that naturally remove potentially atmosphere damaging carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. It's not atmosphere damaging. Nonsense. Give me a break. 0.04% of the atmosphere. It damages it? Come on. The Guardian is taking the lead in all this. Now, the Guardian has been bought and sold as propagandists for the left, especially the climate stuff. There's probably no publication on earth that is a bigger liar about climate than the UK's Guardian. So they go on, they keep pushing these lies that 2023 was the hottest year on record. It's not. That's another lie that's out there. And it saw an alarming collapse in the Earth's innate ability to swallow and to neutralize carbon using trees, soil, and plants together. And they absorbed next to no carbon, they said. Again, you got any proof of this? We'll show they don't. This is just their imagination. In 2023, because, you know, they've decided that 2023 is the warmest year on record. Well, there's a lot of problems with that. We've got a lot of different records that say that that's not true. And predicated on that lie, they come up with a whole nother stack of lies in their house of cards. The Guardian notes that a 2023 study on zooplankton, which found that fast-melting ocean glaciers could hinder the ocean's ability to capture and repurpose carbon. So they've extrapolated this out, just like Malthus did. The Malthusian ideas, right? One of the things that he or somebody else said, they said, well, you know, you look at the cities at the time had all the transportation was horse-drawn. I said, we can't continue on with this. If we continue, the cities are growing at the rate that they're growing, you know, we're going to be up to our waists in horse dung in no time. Well, we solved that. And now they're freaking out about the emissions from the vehicles that solve that. Humankind's still overwhelming reliance on fossil fuels has put a huge amount of stress on natural carbon sinks. Again, they say this is all projection. It's imagination. This stressed planet has been silently helping us. You see, the anthropomorphism, the imagining that the planet is Gaia, this is neo-paganism. It is pagan superstition. It is pagan ignorance. The Earth can't evolve. The Earth isn't doing anything. And yet you hear this seriously put out by actresses like Jennifer Lawrence. Oh, the Earth is very angry with us. That's why we've got these storms. You hear this all the time. That is absolute nonsense. It's trying to project some kind of a human intellect onto the Earth. So the stressed planet has been silently helping us and allowing us to shove our debt under the carpet. Thanks to biodiversity, we have been lulled into a comfort zone and we cannot really see the crisis. Well, that's true. There is a crisis, but not what they pretend it is. They're pretending that this is science. And I said, well, it's worth noting. Now, finally, we get to the truth of things and where this is all coming from. It's worth noting that carbon sinks are complex and notoriously hard to measure. Oh, so you haven't done any real science. It's a complicated thing, you know, Senator Paul. Gender is a complicated thing, and we'll just have to have a discussion about that. I just can't explain it to you about my gender. This is, what are the pronouns of Gaia? So it is notoriously hard to measure. It's very complex. And models show variability in terms of timeline. So they don't have data. They have created computer models of what they imagine things to be. Overall, the models agreed that both the land sink and the ocean sink are going to decrease in the future as a result of climate change. But there's a question of how quickly that'll happen, said a professor, a guy who professes to know something at Exeter University in England. He added, most models, quote, tend to show this happening rather slowly over the next 100 years or so. But he pointed out that most models don't incorporate seemingly consequential factors like worsening wildfires and deforestation. Okay, so it's complex. Mm-hmm. They can't model it. They can't measure it. So they model it. And because you've got some people who say, well, most of them think it's going to take a century to do this if it even happens. So The Guardian and this publication, Futurism, jump on it and say, well, that must be why we had a hot year last year. Must be why that's the hottest year at all. Because the plants just stopped absorbing CO2. You see how stupid these people are? The chicken littles. The climate is falling. The climate is falling. Climate scientists are worried about climate change, not because of the things that are in the models, but the knowledge that the models are missing certain things. Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, too, because they're using these models that are missing a lot of stuff, like data. they're using these in a fear and intimidation campaign for political purposes. It is terrorism. It is bullying. And they're trying to bully us into their future and their depopulation. Garbage in, garbage out. Again, I went to the American Meteorological Association's meeting when they had it in Austin. Models, you want to talk about models? They had several hundred models there of the weather. And they were all telling you how they were trying to predict the weather a few days in advance and how none of them could.
The David Knight Show is a critical thinking super spreader. If you've been exposed to logic by listening to the David Knight Show, please do your part and try not to spread it. Financial support or simply telling others about the show causes this dangerous information to spread farther. People have to trust me. I mean, trust the science. Wear your mask. Take your vaccine. Don't ask questions.
Using free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.